He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management here in San Diego, California. It is the April 21st edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I'm joined here in the studio with the young gun, the son of a gun. It is Sanford and Son Friday. And before everyone turns off their radio and decides that they're not going to listen to the show today, we do have Bill calling in from the secret bunker, and he will be joining us in just a minute. He'll give us his words of wisdom on his own show in just a minute. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
The young apprentice.
Yes.
Okay. And tell us all about the market this morning. What's going on in the market?
All right. The Dow is down 6 points. The NASDAQ is down 4. The S&P is down 2. Oil is down 18 cents. Gold is up 3 cents. And silver is down 16 cents.
So okay, so now when
we... Not a whole lot of movement in the market today.
When we say now, we're talking about pennies here.
Yes.
It is basically a ho-hum, yawn, stretch out your arms, nothing morning. It is flat.
You never know what could happen during the day, though.
Yeah, you don't. You know, yesterday was a good day. It was nice and up yesterday. Yep. And it's kind of been fluctuating 100 to 200 points every single day this week, up and down and up and down. So
once again, the market is paying attention to every single word someone from the Trump administration says. And someone yesterday said, Mnuchin talked about how they're going to get tax reform done this year. And, you know, everyone else was saying that they're close on health care. So that's what the market
was. Well, and Jeff Sessions was criticized for calling Hawaii an island in the Pacific. Isn't it an island in the Pacific? Yes, it is.
No. It's a state.
It's a state of an island.
Yeah.
All right. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. It's my mom's birthday today.
Hey, happy birthday.
Well, happy birthday in the spirit world. She's passed away from this world, but I always remember today is her birthday. And I think, coming from the secret bunker, live and, well, not in person, but his version of the earthly spirit world over there, Bill Gunderson. Do we have Bill?
I am here, and Rob, your mom's probably up there with my mom, and they're probably causing trouble.
I think they're probably laughing at us. They're looking down and saying, can you believe we gave birth to those knuckleheads?
Yeah, oh, I don't know. I think they're proud. Hey, you know, we saw the Trump trade yesterday come back, and boy, we had a heck of a day, didn't we, Art?
Oh, yeah, we did.
I am so happy with the portfolios that I've constructed and put together. I think we're in the best stocks now. I mean, if we're not, there's something wrong, and they're starting to really take off. We had some huge, huge moves yesterday. And it was, Stephen nailed it. It was Mnuchin, the guy that needs some vowels. He said that, and in fact, today Trump's going to sign multiple financial-related executive actions directing the Treasury to reduce tax regulations and reevaluate parts of Dodd-Frank. And earlier yesterday, Mnuchin said he's working on tax reform night and day.
Hey,
isn't that a Frank
good.
Sinatra song? And we'll unveil a plan very soon. And according to the Treasury Secretary, it will pay for itself by boosting economic growth. And how did the market respond yesterday? What was it up? 200?
200.
Yeah, it was. It was over 200 a couple of times, but it hovered around that 200-point mark there in the Dow. And that's pretty impressive. It just goes to show you that, you know, when we talk positively, when we think America first, and when we're looking at really taking care of our own house, the market responds.
Boy, I'll say, and you know what was even better? It says here in the summary of yesterday, the rally was led by CSX up 5.6%. That's the stock we featured, one of the stocks we featured on the air yesterday. Of course, I've featured it many times in the past as being one of the great best stocks now out there. And it had a huge day. And last time I looked, let's see, Visa, which is a member of the Dow, it's not one of those dogs of the Dow. It's one of those greyhounds of the Dow. They reported earnings yesterday that beat expectations, and it's having a good day. Meanwhile, over at General Electric, which is a dog of the Dow, I think long past due to replace that CEO at GE who has not produced much. That stock's down 1% today. And, you know, speaking of geopolitical type stuff and how politics can move the market, we saw that yesterday at the Treasury. This weekend, you guys, is the French election.
Oh, that's right.
And there will be a lot of people watching that. Will France be the next country to leave the EU? You know, I don't think the French are very happy. They had another terror attack yesterday. The guy killed two policemen. Now, get this. He's an ISIS gunman, only identified as Karim C. He was jailed for 20 years for trying to kill officers in as recently as 2001, okay? Hmm. What is he doing out on the street after trying to kill officers in 2001? Can someone explain that to me?
Well, it's some liberal judge or panel of judges that that want to be a kinder, gentler snowflake of a judicial system and let poor, repentant folks like that back out on the street.
Yeah, an ISIS gunman. Now, that's the sixth terror strike on Paris in 3 years. And, of course, there's two candidates over there, Marine Le Pen and Jean-Luc Mélenchon. Hey, isn't he the closer for the San Francisco Giants, Stephen, or is that Mélenchon?
No, it's Melanson.
Isn't that the guy that wrote Little Pink Houses? Mellencamp.
Mellencamp. Anyways, both of those candidates who are leaders in the polls, they want to take France out of the euro. And the other candidates want to focus more on, you know, the domestic issues and tax reform and things like that. So we'll see. France is the second biggest economy in Europe.
Yeah, if France leaves the euro, isn't the euro dead? You think?
Well, you know.
It would collapse.
No, I don't think so, because Britain was never in. They never took up the euro currency.
Yeah, but France is huge.
Yeah, and France does use the euro currency. But, yeah, I mean, you still got a lot of countries there using the euro. But it would strike a blow,
yeah,
I do believe, to the whole euro, the European Union Union concept. And I think it would strike a blow to the whole euro currency and everything. So we'll see. It'll be interesting to watch. Meanwhile, what's going on at Mattel? Steven, does little Gwynny like Barbie? Global Barbie sales fell 13% during the quarter, and Mattel's getting whacked today, stock down 4.2%. I don't know. As a father of a little girl, is she clamoring for Barbie dolls?
I mean, we haven't introduced it to her yet, so no. But she loves Elmo and Nemo. That's her two favorite things right now.
Yeah, Elmo and Nemo seem to be her thing right now. And well, yeah, you're right. I don't think she's had a Barbie doll.
Give it another 3 or 4 years, and she'll have several. You watch.
Okay. All right. We'll see. Now, you're the father of all boys, Rob.
Yeah, what do you know?
Well, they love their Barbie dolls, you know.
Okay.
They just like the 14-year-old kind.
Yeah. Hey, another retailer totally closing shop. How many malls do you go to and you see a BB store? Beeb? Is it Beeb? Is it Bebe? B-E-B?
Well, I don't even see those anymore because I thought they started selling them in, like, Nordstrom because they had doing well on their own.
Now they're going to close all 175 stores by the end of May. You know how you walk down the mall and there's just, like, plywood? And it's under renovation? In other words, you know, the store that was here, maybe it'll become a Shake Shack hamburger or something, but Beeb's hanging it up. And, you know, I was looking through my app today. you remember that ETF iBuy?
Yes.
Who
the online market sector.
Okay, it finally earned a rank in my app because it's been around for a year. It comes in at number 128.
Wow, that's good.
You know that iBuy came public at 25 and now it's 30? A 20% move since it came public, and still very few people know about it. It's the anti-mall stock, is it not?
It is.
Okay, well, we'll talk a little bit more when we come back. You guys take it to the break.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. I don't want anyone to go anywhere because just like last Friday, we have a special secret guest coming in the fourth quarter. So right now we've got Bill in the bunker. It's Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson in for Bill on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from evaluation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management. It is Sanford & Son Friday. I'm here in the Gunderson Worldwide Studios in Carlsbad, California, with the young gun, son of a gun. I've got Stephen Gunderson here. He is the young apprentice, and he is filling in for the captain of the ship as we have him on our bat phone. We've got to come up with the Bill phone. We need to come up with some kind of secret name for the line that goes directly into the secret bunker. And Bill is writing the newsletter today. Today's the day that he puts down all of his thoughts and theories and commentary on the market for the week that has just completed and the one that's out ahead of us. And if you're not getting the newsletter, super important that you go to GundersonCapital.com, click on the newsletter tab, and subscribe to it. And by tomorrow, about midday, you too can hear or read what Bill Gunderson has to say. Now, Bill, we have you there in the bunker, and we have a surprise guest coming in the fourth quarter that I'm not sure you're aware of, but we're not going to tell anybody about it. You've got about 10 more minutes here to wax eloquent before you head off to write in the newsletter. What's going on over there?
Well, in the newsletter, number one, for 8 years now, since March 27th, 2009, when my newsletter put out a buy signal, I said a new bull market has been born. Every single week, I revisit that, putting my head on the chopping block again, and let you know whether or not it's still the place to be. And I have been a bull on the market since, well, a buy signal on the market since March 27th, 2009. How valuable was that to keep you in this market when all the darts were thrown, when all the pundits came forth, when all the geopolitical events occurred? You know, the most recent one was the skirmish with Korea and Syria and Afghanistan and bombs and cruise missiles. And once again, last week, I said, buy the pullback in the market and sell the rally in the bond market. So, you know, just that alone's got to be pretty valuable. And I tell you what to buy. You know, I give out a lot of stocks every single week that are on my radar screen, or we already own them. And I'm in these waters up to my neck every single day. I want to just mention a couple here before I got to go. iBuy actually is now ranked. It's an ETF. It gets its first rank today because it now has been around long enough to earn a Gunderson rank. Comes in at number 78 out of 4,291. iBuy is an exchange-traded fund. It's the anti-mall stock. It's all the online retailers, the Amazons, the Shopify, the Wayfairs, the stamps.com, all of the online retailers. And if there's a hotter sector in the market, you know, I'd like to know what that sector is. Over the last 12 months, iBuy is up 20% while the market's up 12%. And boy, I'll bet if you looked at your traditional retailers, the Targets, the Walmart, Sears, the JCPenney's of the world, yeah, they're in negative territory. So
yeah.
iBuy has not only slaughtered its index, it's a sector, but it's also slaughtered the market. So my hat's off and kudos to Jane Edmondson for thinking up and coming up with that index.
ETF. Yeah, index.
Yeah, and then they created the ETF from the index. So.
Right. I'm going to throw that ticker out there real quick. It's IBUY. Just for anyone out there who wants to look it up.
Yeah, and if Steven is the personification, right, Rob, of iBuy?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's probably my fault, yeah.
Yeah. He won't buy anything that's not delivered by UPS.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's an Amazon box sitting. I know I'm at the right house because there's an Amazon box sitting on the front porch.
Yeah.
Sitting all over the office.
Yeah, all over the office and everything. So, you know, it's the trend. Okay, the other one I wanted to talk about. Oh, and by the way, I was at the Padre game last night with App Apperly. I call him App Apperly.
We looked for you on TV. Game. We didn't see you over there, but boy, that was a great game, wasn't it?
Yeah, we were right behind Goldschmidt over there at first base. What a great game. We won 4-1, two big home runs by the Padres. And, man, I had a Ho-Dad's hamburger.
Mm.
Did I send you a picture, Rob, of that Ho-Dad's cheeseburger?
No.
I'll show it to him. I have it.
The team is lousy, but the food got voted the best food of all the ballparks in America, right here.
Oh, it's good. It's good.
You know what? There's a contest. Come to a ball game. Let's get four good seats. Or you know, and invite two people from anywhere to come to the Padre game with the crew.
That's a great idea. Okay, we got to set that up for all next week. Yeah. That's a great idea. That'll be the next thing we give away.
You get nosebleed seats.
That's even better than lunch with you and Len.
That is a great ballpark. I mean,
it's the best.
We had a good time. Anyways, let's look at Visa. Speaking of Apperly and the app that we invented together. Look at Visa. What a great performer over the years. The stock is number 51 out of 4,291. And it just continues to cruise and outdo the S&P 500 year after year after year. One of the great IPOs of all time. You know, while we give Amazon and Google all the fanfare for being these great IPOs, let's give Visa its due. Over the last 5 years since going public, Visa has averaged 26% per year, while the market's delivered just 11% per year. And, you know, I was thinking, when's the last time you used cash? I went to the ballpark last night, and I pulled out my Visa card, my debit card, for everything I bought, Stephen.
Yeah.
You know, do you ever use cash anymore, Stephen?
No.
In all the times.
Occasionally I'll have some cash, and to me it feels like it's free money, just because it's like, whoa.
In all the times we go to lunch, everything we buy, I've never seen him pull out cash ever. Now, I'm the other way around. I like to use cash because I'm afraid of...
You like cash. You're old school.
Yes, absolutely.
But I'm telling you what, even at the ballpark now, it's all scanners. They scan that card, and you're done, just like that.
Yep.
And a cashless society... Visa really is a play on all of this online, technology. And, Visa has clobbered the returns. We own it in our premier growth account. If you're going to own large caps and good quality stocks of today, let me tell you, it's not IBM. It's not General Electric. It's not Johnson & Johnson. It's companies like Visa and Amazon and Facebook. I sent out a tweet yesterday. Facebook broke out to a new all-time high. I sent out a live trading alert yesterday. I said, look, I own Facebook already, but it is not too late to buy this stock. This is one of the great stocks of today. And I sent out several other live trading alerts yesterday on our live trading system. Anyways, my mind is now turning towards the newsletter, and I'm going to do my best to get the best information out to all of our listeners and subscribers all over the world.
Well, I'll tell you what, like I always say, you got to be a knucklehead not to get the Best Stocks Now newsletter. And, Bill, we will talk to you on Monday. In the meantime, if you'd like to get that newsletter, go to GundersonCapital.com and go to the newsletter tab to subscribe. Hey, it's Rob Sanford and Stephen Gunderson. We're filling in for Bill. There he goes, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We will talk to you right after the break.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Appleley. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager and newsletter writer, Bill Gunderson. Hey, Bill has sequestered himself now in the secret bunker, hung up the Bill phone, and he is typing away at the newsletter. And that newsletter will come out to all the faithful followers all over the world. We have thousands and thousands who subscribe, and you too can get the newsletter by going to GundersonCapital.com and subscribing. And do people have to pay any money to subscribe?
No.
Okay. No. Well, you know.
I was just making it dramatic.
You were. Giving us a long and then no.
Nope.
Now, you know, clearly. The Best Stocks Now Radio Hour is to promote the fact that Bill is a money manager. And yet it has a lot of really good substance and content for folks who just listen to the radio show, because he always highlights a stock, he talks about what's going on in the market. But really, the zenith, the pinnacle of information comes in the newsletter. And what's included in the newsletter, young Stephen?
So many things.
So many things.
a week update, so it tells you everything that happened Monday through Friday the week before.
Okay.
And then a little bit of forecasting in the next week, what Bill believes is going to happen. And along with that is a lot of charts that are interesting, a lot of stocks he'll feature, and sectors that are doing well right now and what he believes will continue doing well. And basically just that market outlook is super important if you have any money in the market, just knowing what direction you're supposed to be investing in. And, you know, it's a lot of good information, so you are knowledgeable, knowing what's going on. Maybe you can check up whoever's managing your account and make sure that they know what you know is going on in the market.
You know, that's a really good point. Whether or not you use Bill as a money manager, or you manage your own IRA or your 401k or your brokerage account, it's really kind of nice to have another gauge, another barometer as to what is going on in the market. And you can compare what Bill's opinions are and what Bill's outlook is, and compare that to whatever advice you're getting from your current money doctor. You know, many times throughout the course of my life, I have gone online to sites like WebMD or some of the other.
I hate that site. as I love the internet.
I've gone on those sites.
It's like, I have a stomachache. You know, oh, man,
you could have this or this. But however, when you have a symptom, or your child has a symptom, or you're thinking, you know, you can do a little research online and kind of compare it to the opinions that are given to you by a doctor. Now, I remember when one of our boys was very, very young, we went to a pediatric dentist. And the pediatric dentist gave us some very unusual diagnosis and advice, and then prescribed a certain course of action. Mm-hmm. And I kind of scratched my head, and I thought, you know, that seems to me like that course of action is doing nothing more than lining the pockets of that dentist. And so I went and got a second opinion, and it was confirmed that, hey, man, what he is prescribing is just stinking unnecessary for a four-year-old when it comes to dental work. And so maybe with the Best Stocks Now newsletter, you may be prescribed a certain asset allocation by a computer or by somebody who doesn't want to work very hard. or maybe someone with a little less fiduciary interest in your particular situation. And so it might be a good idea to get the newsletter, or to even have a consultation with Bill, and get a second or third opinion, the second opinion being the newsletter, the third opinion maybe even sending over your portfolio to have Bill look over. What's the process for that?
They got to contact us, and okay. They got to get through us first.
We're the gatekeepers.
They got to get through Lisa. She's,
right.
She's a tough cookie.
Yeah.
And then she gets past Lisa, then she gets to you.
Okay.
And they gotta really convince you, and then it gets to Bill, and then he can look at your portfolio, and he will talk to you, and he will tell you exactly what he thinks. Could be bad news. Sometimes it could be good news.
Mostly it's
bad. I've seen before where he said, "You know what? You're doing a good job. Everything looks good to me. But do you want me to manage it? Like, do you have time for this?" And then they're like, "Oh, yeah, I do." And like, okay, well, you're doing a good job.
Well,
it all depends on what you own.
It really does.
On top of it you are, or your money manager is.
Most of the time, he's going to prescribe a little tougher medicine.
Yeah?
Yeah, most of the time. He's going to – he's going to look at your statement and say,
yeah, it's like when most people go to the doctor and they say, you know, you should probably lose a little weight. And right. Like, what? What are you talking about?
Right.
No matter how old you are, they always say that.
That's right. Lose a little weight. Give up this. Give up that.
Yeah,
Don't drink that anymore. That's right. And so that's really what Dr. Bill does. He'll he's only got a couple of spots Monday through Thursday that he can do that. But, you know, it might be worth it. If you would like a free consultation with Bill, give me a call or shoot me an email, rob@gundersoncapital.com. And if it, you know, if it lines up right and if it works with his schedule and yours, we can have you either fax over or email over a copy of your current statement or whatever it is that you have, whether it's a 401k or an IRA or whatever, a brokerage account. And I'll print it out, put it in front of Bill's nose, and set up a, you know, 10 or 15 minute consultation with him, and have him really go through those positions and say, hey, Joe, hey, Mary, you know, if I were managing this account, I'd trim some of this stuff and add some of this, and or maybe get rid of this altogether. And it might be helpful for you to get a second opinion. And we don't charge for that. Clearly, we'd love to have you as a client. Clearly, we'd love to have you get to know Bill and have him manage your retirement or your savings account or your brokerage account. But the initial consultation, the initial kind of shaking hands, getting to know you process, we don't charge for that. And I think we should. but right. Bill says, no, let's give him our advice without charging anything. So I think it's a great opportunity. You can go to GundersonCapital.com. You can call us at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-2378. Now, look here. Last Friday, when I was doing the Day in the Life of Bill Gunderson, we started playing the Beatles song, A Day in the Life.
Yeah.
Taman was playing in the background there. I went through the whole thing. And then as I got into the last quarter, we talked with Lynn, Bill's lovely wife. And I said, anybody who emails in and says that they'd be interested in this and kind of lets us know what's going on in the show, we're going to give away a prize. And the prize was, if you're out here in San Diego, if you're here in Southern California, and you'd like to go to lunch with Bill and Lynn, you've got to send me in an email. And so we had a whole bunch of people email in. They'd love to go to lunch with Bill and Lynn. And so here's...
Do you have a winner?
I got a winner.
Whoa.
It's right here.
All right.
Here it is. And the winner typed in, hi, Rob. Lynn was on the show, and I would absolutely love to have lunch with her and Bill.
All right.
Now, the problem is, the one that we picked out of the giant fishbowl, or no, actually it was Bill's popcorn bowl. The one we picked is clear out in Fridley, Minnesota.
Ooh, but that narrows it down.
But clearly, this individual is coming to Southern California, or at some time.
Hey, he didn't give us a phone number.
I think we have a phone number in the email that he sent to me.
Okay, all right, that's good.
Nevertheless,
gotta be able to call him.
It's John Hine.
All right.
John Hine out there in Minnesota.
Hey.
So congratulations. Dun, 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 dun. You are the winner of lunch with Bill.
Are you going to email him or call him?
I'll do both.
All right.
I'll email him and call him both, and hopefully he's listening to the radio today because you know what Bill just gave away? Well, he said we're going to give away in a future show is the opportunity to go to a Padre game.
With us.
Which
means we won't be talking at all to you.
No.
We'll be watching the game.
We'll be watching. We are huge baseball fans.
So you kind of got to be a baseball fan.
That's right.
And not ask too many questions.
No, that's right. That's right. We'll talk about your portfolio before or after the game, but not during the
game. Maybe when we go to get food and we're waiting in line, you can ask some questions.
See, I coach baseball, and Steven plays softball, and we're huge baseball fans around here. We love baseball and fishing and food.
Yep.
Those are really kind of the things we like, baseball, fishing, and food. And probably in that.
And Amazon.
And so, if you're out here in San Diego and you want to go to a Padre game with us, we're going to figure out some kind of contest for our listeners and for maybe for our newsletter subscribers, everybody.
We'll figure out something.
And we'll have you come out and go to a Padre game with us. It'd be so much fun.
Yeah, but congrats, John.
Yeah, John in Minnesota.
We're
going to lunch with
you.
Bill and Lynn. All right. Hey, in the fourth quarter, we got that super secret guest coming in. You're going to want to hear this, folks. It's Rob Sanford and Steven Gunderson. You're listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
And welcome back to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management in beautiful San Diego, California. And it just got beautifuler. Is there a word called beautifuler? Now, you're supposed to answer me when I ask you a question. See, this isn't TV. This is radio. It just got beautifuler. Because we are joined here in the studio with our special secret guest here in the fourth quarter, the one and the only Lisa from Gunderson Capital Management. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Rob.
You know, this is a long time coming, trying to get you here in the studio, because so many of our clients talk to you on the phone. You're the gatekeeper. You're the one that decides whether someone can speak to Stephen or me, or beyond Stephen or me can talk to Bill. You're the one they have to get through.
Yeah, it's I don't know how to make that call, you know.
Well, you're very, you know, I got to tell you, if you are even remotely interested in having a pleasant conversation when you call here at Gunderson Capital Management, 9 times out of 10 the person who's going to answer the phone is Lisa.
Yes.
Now last week we had your mom on the radio. And she did a wonderful job. In fact, I think she wants to now be the permanent fourth quarter co-host here in the Gunderson Capital Studios.
Yes, I took her spot today.
You did?
She was a little upset about that.
Now, you are the secret super special guest. Now, tell us a little bit about how you became one of the coolest girls I know. Now, because, and here's why. Here's why. This is not a typical... Here's what I'm trying to say.
Like a California girl.
Yeah, you know, Lisa loves camping, and she loves baseball, and she drives a four-wheel drive truck. And sorry, guys, she got married last year, so she's off the market. But she's one of the coolest girls on the face of the earth when it comes to that kind of stuff. And yet... she's very pleasant and very smart and very competent and very articulate when it comes to taking care of all the paperwork necessary to set up a new Scottrade account and get you going at Gunderson Capital Management. What is the process? So somebody calls, they go through me, we get all the information, we get them over with Bill. What's the process when it comes to setting up an account with Bill? What, starting from first phone call.
First phone call. I like to immediately bounce it off to you because you know what you're talking about.
Okay. All right. So I've talked to him, and then what do I like to do? I like to bounce it back to you.
I like to find out what type of account you have. I like to find out, you know, where it's at.
Okay.
Then we like to send you the appropriate paperwork.
And what is the paperwork? What are we talking about? What is the appropriate paperwork? Like what are the forms like if somebody wants to fill out an account? What are they like? What do they have to fill out?
Scottrade has a, you know, a couple different things that they're going to need from you: an application,
okay,
a transfer form.
A transfer form from what?
From your old firm.
Okay.
So, you know, wherever it's at currently, if it's not anywhere currently,
okay,
you know, we would need that if you had cash somewhere.
Okay, so if somebody's got an account with Schwab or with
Fidelity
or Ameritrade or one of those places, you send them a transfer form.
Yes.
So they don't even need to call their old firm.
No, you don't have to talk to anybody there. I'd say 9 times out of 10, you don't have to make any kind of call there. You know, if they get a transfer form, if Scottrade gets a transfer form and a statement from your old firm, they're going to be able to make that transfer completely on their side.
So if our new client has a buddy from college that's managing their money, or an uncle or a cousin or a distant friend, they don't need to call them.
No. I mean, unless you want to make that call, that's your, you can make that call if you want.
That's right. But it's all electronic. They wake up one morning and the account that used to be managed by your old buddy Joe
is gone.
It's now being managed by Bill.
Yep.
And that's the paperwork that you do.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
So I work directly with Scottrade. If I have questions, I go to them. If they have questions for me, they come back to me.
So they don't even have to bug the client. You're the emissary.
I am. Sometimes I, you know, can be that third party that maybe you don't want to deal with, but I try to make your life easier. That's
okay.
Why I'm here.
All right. So you get all the right signatures in the right places.
Yes.
And really, it's not a ton of paperwork. It's really not. You've got the transfer form, and then what else?
The application. Okay. Get that account set up.
Okay.
The transfer form to get it here.
Okay.
A management agreement. That's our in-house.
No, that's in-house. Okay, mm-hmm. And that's just the agreement saying that you allow Bill to look at your account and to buy and sell and trade off of it.
Right.
All right. Okay. So that's the agreement there.
You know, the fee that you agree to, what time horizon you're looking at, what profile you think you
now talk about that. What are you talking about? Profile. Whether or not.
You know, whether or not you want Bill to invest aggressively, in a moderate profile, a conservative profile.
Okay, so we've got that on paper after you have a conversation with Bill, whether or not you want to be aggressive or conservative or moderate or a little bit of this or a little bit of that. We've got that written down. So,
yes. And you signed off on it. okay. So Bill signs off on it. We put it in a file. That way we can refer back and say, this is what you
want. Okay, hey, listen, you wanted Bill to invest slow as a slug or fast as a racehorse.
That's, you know, something, too, that he likes to talk to his clients about.
Sure.
And really,
yeah, he's not
just
going to go off and start doing it without some advice.
Right.
Okay. All right. Very good. All right. So what else? So you got the management agreement. You've got the transfer form. What else? Is there anything else?
There can be, depending on the account you open.
Okay.
You know, they like to cover all their bases. If you have, you know, an individual brokerage account, they like you to set up your beneficiaries. Not required, but we like to have it just so, you know, if anything happens, you know,
sure.
We don't want to go there.
Okay.
But realistically, if anything happens, we have that on file.
All right.
For your beneficiaries. Most of the time, that's it.
That's about it, right?
Usually, yeah.
And if people have questions, they just call in and you kind of walk them through it.
Yes.
Now, how do they get the paperwork back to you?
The best way that you can, I will take it anyway, email, fax, mail.
You've done it all?
Done it all.
Okay.
And I don't mind waiting for the mail.
Oh, my goodness. That takes forever.
It does, but if it gets here.
But some folks, they don't know how to scan and email documents back.
Well,
okay. Or they don't have
sometimes I don't.
Right. Okay.
I mean, in the office, everything works great, but at home, it's like
that's true.
You don't have
a scanner, right? Okay, but they could fax it if they want. They can fax it straight to your desk if they want to, and then or they can just put it in snail mail.
Yep,
they can send it back that way, and we get a package, or they can FedEx it
because
we have a physical address right here. Mm-hmm. Comes right here. Okay, well there you go. That wasn't so hard, was it?
Not too bad.
Okay. Well, you know what? I predict that we will have Lisa on the show in the future. Now that we've broken the ice.
We'll do Millennial Fridays.
Millennial Fridays. Very good. Okay. You've been listening to Bill Gunderson in the first half, and now Lisa here in the fourth quarter. You've been listening to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. This is Rob Sanford, and we had Stephen, too. On the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
The show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.